There was a sitting at 2 o'clock. sont pas encore inscrits.
C'est comme ça, par contre, pour moi, je ne
sais pas. C'est un trash, trash, trash. C'est un réel, réel trash. Can we just quickly go through? I hope that by the time we conclude this, we'll be having a quorum too. But, sorry? Yeah, all I've had done is here. So he should be first there. Maybe rather than reading it page by page, is it possible that we could say, let's look at page one and we raise whatever we want to raise on page one. But that's one that I would like to remember. I mean, to be clear about. There is the pro forma from the office of the house chair. Is it in line with that, what you call the format or format? Toma? I mean the guideline, yeah.
Yes, Chairperson. Following the workshop with members for PRRR, it was raised that the format needed to be changed, and then a template was developed from committee session, and it was approved by committee session and sent to the House Chairperson's office, and it was approved there. And that's the template was followed.
So there's one template?
Yes. Okay. So, can I just add? So you will see even in the other report, in the ATC, for example, the first part, it will include the role and the mandate of the department, and then you will have the PRRR recommendations of the previous year in all the reports. So it was, that is how it was rolled out.
Okay.
Salut,
then your role.
Do
you know your role?
I propose to you that page one be accepted.
Page one be accepted. Okay. We are on page two, dealing with the purpose of the budget review recommendation reports. Methodology says the committee has scrutinized and interrogated all available documents as outlined on session 5. Overview of the policy focus areas. So we're happy with page 2.
Yeah. I am proposed, Jeff.
Okay, thank you.
Now we go to 3, continuation of page 2. I'm happy with page 2.
Page 3 we're fine, huh?
Yeah.
On page 4, the 2012 BRR recommendations.
Well, I presume, Chair, they've taken from the report of last year.
That's correct.
Yeah, so they would be accurate. As well as the 2012, 13, 14 budget recommendations, because those we've already seen.
Okay, and oversight visit to the presidential hotline in May. I guess that those recommendations were made after what we observed in the oversight.
Suppose the existence of the report.
In fact, this is also a rehearsal of what we did. Page 5, section 4, overview and assessment of the financial profile of the department. Any comments on page 5?
Mm-hmm. This is all factual, comes from the estimates. Pages 5 and 6 come from the E&E, so they basically just got a petition of facts of the E&E. It's 5 and 6.
Because if you look at the last column, 2015-16, I would think Honorable Van Dijk referring to economic classification items. For example, you would have 205 plus 118.87, 5.43.9.6. The addition there is only for 205.3 added to 5.4. And then for those items, commission of employees raised 118, and goods and service was 87.2. They add those two items to give you 205. So you only add the total 205 added to 5.4, and then you arrive at 210.7.
I think honorable Fundex was the current issue is that in other words 3.9 and 1.6 machinery and software. Are they the one that constitute 5.4. Supposed to be 5.5. Well, it's an after 2 years anyway, you can't be restricted, but I think that is something that you're drawing our attention, that it needs to be corrected in a way. I do remember that in the presentation we had queries about their totals, they were not properly what you call it written. Okay. Thank you, Honorable Dr. Pandey. Okay, on page 6. On page 6, is this still a continuation of the report? Because on the paragraph, just underneath the table, 1, 2, 3, 3rd paragraph, ne? That sentence that says that underspending by 3.2 million. You see where I'm reading? Yeah. And then the sentence below that says, or page 6 cost. Yeah. Are we together? Yeah. 3.2. Then the sentence below says the reason for the underspending was the less than expected running costs for the state information technology call center, blah, 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 blah. Now, the question that I'm saying, is this an underspending or a saving? I think it's supposed to be a saving. Because from this report, it means that they achieved the intention, but it was cheaper than budgeted for. Unlike in the past where they say when they have not achieved it.
No, I
just
also
had an issue. Oh, okay. 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 Now can we move to page 7? You wanted something? No. Should have just made your job very easy. Just change underspending to saving. The job would have been very easy. Okay. We are now on page 7.
I propose the acceptance of page 7, Chair.
Okay. Page 7, are we all happy? Okay. On page 8?
Chair, pages 7 and 8 again, you know, comes basically from, and the version and 9 come from the Treasury report. So it's, you know, it's a petition of what is really in the...
Yeah,
I want
to talk to correct from the... I mean, the quarterly report, this one.
Oh, my. Yes.
Okay. Okay. So we're jumping to 9, Honorable Swart, Honorable Members.
Well, up to the last paragraph, Chair. I haven't got a problem with the last paragraph, but it's...
4.4.
Yeah, it's fine. It's also basically just repetition from the UNE.
It's from the... ATP, am I right?
Yes.
page 10. Yes, come.
Thank you, Chairperson. On page 9, the second paragraph after the graph, the table, we state why there was death. Parents is because of the restructuring. And do we say we picked it up after the second quarter, or is it something that we knew from the first quarter? To mention it in the second quarter, when during the first quarter we already knew that the variance was caused by the restructuring.
Okay.
Chair, the abolishment, the intended abolishment of M&E, that program was reported during the first quarter when we had a hearing on the a briefing by the department on the first quarter performance and expenditure.
That's the question, and I like the
response. Now, when you got him from his head, I think he's got a good report.
This is information we received from the department. They stated their reason because we indicated to them, even in the annual report, they should report on quota 1 and quota 2. And they give us financial information only for quota 1 and quota 2. And the reasons they offer and sought us from the department. So it's what they indicated. So it's in the annual report submission.
I'm trying to make sense of what Honorable Nashifa
was saying. We only reporting about it, you correct me, Honorable Nashifa, on quota 2, when we knew from quota 1.
On expenditure, but you don't say anything about it in quota 1. But you just mention it in quota 2.
I think Honorable Member Shiva is right. It should also be been a reason, as much as it was not stated by the department then, but it should be included in the reason for the variance in the first quarter as well. So I think it should be added there.
My understanding, you correct me, this is that I hear what Honorable Mashiko is saying. This report, is it as we reported it after interrogating the first or second quarter, or as it was presented by the department?
I'm saying it's the right question.
Sorry?
No, I'm saying it's the right question.
Because it's not here, Chair, I just want to say, I think this was an omission from quarter one. It should have been included in quarter one. But what happened here was that they reported this thing on the red quarter expenditure and also on the same quarter. But what happened was that when they sent us more information when we requested for the PRR, they sent us a new batch of information which did not include the structuring as part of the variance in quarter one. But as from our own records, we still have that as a variance for quarter one. And that's what I was communicating to my colleague, that there is no harm in actually reflecting it on quarter one as well, because the committee is aware. But the department did indicate that quarter one, part and parcel of the variance of the M&E system understanding, was based on structuring. So I'm saying, Chair, it's just an omission from our part. We can just include it because it was reported in the
report. My money was transferred elsewhere in the department within the department. So the staff were transferred within the department as well as money budget that goes with that.
Yeah, when the fund chair, what they said was that as much as staff and other things were transferred to other components, but the budgeting part of it is still not disbanded because they're waiting for the end of the financial year, which is March 2014, to restructure the financial part of it. But the staff and other components have been restructured.
There's no work being done in that section.
Yes.
First paragraph says just above the one Rabbi Mashiach has referred to. Say for the period until September 13, the department has spent 84.7 million or 44% of its 2013 main appropriation of 192. This represents a variance of 15 million. Again, the first 6 months budget processing of 100 million. A contributing factor to the variance in actual expenditure relative to projection is the organizational restructuring process currently underway within the department, which will result in the abolishment of Program 3, M&E Systems Coordination Support. The functions of the program are to be integrated into other programs within the VOT. Additional contributing factors to the variance were the delays in the relocation of a department to new offices and whatnot.
All I'm saying is this reason, there's an under expenditure there of 15 million. But the reason that is given, can it be the true reason why they haven't spent? I'm just trying to, what you call it, to think. I know that was not part of the question you were raising, but the reason says that the variance of it. I don't know how this variance contributed to that. Or maybe let's just check it and pass it for now, but we'll have to get the water current.
Okay.
Okay. 4.4. Alpha.
Yep.
On page 10 now.
Yeah, I propose this adoption of page 10.
I think 10, I have no problem with it.
Good. Then,
yeah. I'm okay with 10. There was
second.
So we just the same paragraph of the report, and there's not yet enough measurement of outcome and impact. And one department could not yet have enough information management system in place to do this. So this is what we had from that.
This is what we had given the annual report.
Hey, don't touch this.
Yeah.
Yes, this is from the annual report, but in particular from their presentation they made on the progress on outcomes. They indicated that the way they are crafted, the outcomes are too long. Departments focus on indicators that do not necessarily lead to the final outcomes. So they intend that in future they're going to try and make the outcomes are smaller. Shorter,
I mean,
not smaller. Thanks.
Great. Jay, questions on that one?
Okay.
Good morning, Shandosh.
On page 11.
Others are dealing with the details of the program, but it comes from the documentation which they presented to us. So the English is very good.
Yeah,
even Samosa is satisfied here. Yeah.
There is a session later in the report that speaks to each standard where the department scored less than 3. So we won't see it now here, but now here we just see the target as set out by Program 1, that they wanted to achieve 3 on all the indicators. So we just reported they did not. There's a target set for Program 1 in terms of performance for 12-30. And then later in the report we'll unpack what was contained in the impact result of the department.
Okay, but I think that's the first thing when I
earlier indicated that if we could have just some kind of sequence, you know, where if we're talking about impact, then we know where to find that. Yes, as a reverend, so because here we're talking administration. So
I was just saying that in the section, the report deals with the programs and the programs and what targets, and we compare the target that we achieved and targets that we not achieved, the target that we actually achieved. And it happened that the one of the targets and administration, it was supposed to have been achieved. That's the impact. But the impact in all entirety is for the separate section where it deals with the impact exercise as it was done in the department. Here we're just flagging the targets of the department, of which the impact was part of the target. The target of the administration.
Okay. To you, Chair. Okay. Just to indicate, if we go back to page 10 under section 5, the paragraph there outlines the steps to be followed in completing. Yes, page 10.
Yeah.
And then under section 5, the first paragraph there, the last, second last sentence, the section provides an assessment of service delivery performance in 2012-13, that is the annual report, and for the first quarter of 13-14. And then this section will also include highlights of some of the key projects completed by the department. Therefore, on 5.1-12-13, the analysis would be what was contained in the annual report, what was achieved, not achieved, and reasons thereof. And then after that, we do it at an aggregate level for the whole department, which is 79 targets attained, and then we'll do it per program, where we say for program one, these were the number of targets attained, these are the number of targets not attained, and then we list those which were attained and those which are not, any reasons thereof. And then once that is complete, then we'll come to the project that were completed by the department. Then we will include the MPEG there.
Evaluation. I think I'm almost sure that it was 8 evaluations, not 10. And then from 8 they jumped to 50 now. So page 12. That's a paragraph.
Morning.
The paragraph on about program 3.
Morning.
That the department has been to have 10 evaluation reports.
Fresh.
I think if you go to APP 12.8, we know that at the end they only achieved one, remember? But out of 8, not out of 10. If they had said one, they had said themselves. Okay. Okay, can we go to 13 then?
Page 14? Chairperson, I only have on page 14, 5.1.3. I think it was on the second line. I think it must be the auditor general concludes. Not the auditor.
Okay.
No, it's not an auditor, it's the auditor general that is.
Yeah, know. That's my.
I think that's a good point.
So
there's a lot of contact tonight. Probably I have no problem with the rest of the
page.
Yeah, snel, maar scherp. I'm happy with page 15 here. If you're there, I don't know where you are. Page 15.
Page
14, you're happy? Yeah, 14, I'm happy. That amendment suggested by Honorable Hillel. Where is that here?
Is that about 5.1.3? Sentence from the bottom, 1, 2, or from the last paragraph, 1, 2, 3. Sentence number 3, starting with the department indicated. You see where I am?
Yeah.
The
table.
Mm.
What is your problem?
I'm just checking that I was fine with the English there, in the SMS cadence.
Yeah, don't ask me that question.
I can't hear Kaden.
No, I say don't ask me that question, please. But I'm wondering, Chair, whether you, is it people with disabilities? Instead of disability, and then also in the last sentence in that same paragraph, also people with disability. Disabilities.
Or do you want to say range SMA or category or something? So. Category or. Huh? Or range.
No,
in the category of
senior
management services. Yeah.
This is
in the category.
Better. This is the better.
Is that called CADA as well?
Almost for me.
Okay. Now, the department did not receive a clean audio opinion. It received an unqualified.
Qualified, yeah.
It's not a clean audio opinion. Because there were points of emphasis there. Okay.
The department did receive a clean audit opinion. What the AG raised were additional matters that are to be noted. So the findings that the AG reported on the day when we met the AG were just findings that relate to us understanding the outcomes of our financial statements and our predetermined objectives. That would be important, us understanding that, but were not emphasis of matter that contributed to an opinion other than clean.
Okay.
I'm happy to. Yeah.
I'm told that you say clean audit of people.
No problem.
Okay.
We live by that. Okay. We're done with page 14.
Yes.
Page 15.
Yeah, the I prefer to put 15 here because there's actually 5.2 we do deal with in the findings and the recommendations.
On page
16,
eh?
Yes,
yes. Huh? Good. On page 16 now?
No problem. We're going to see it. This is separate.
I don't know whether it will be the same with everybody. We got a full presentation about MPEG. If it could, I don't mind it coming out the way it did here. But maybe ask the, just below program 4 is more, because we got a very good presentation that makes us understand what MPEG is. I don't know whether we'll get it somewhere because I didn't find it. Because here is just a little suspicious. If somebody who doesn't know what MPEG is and goes through this report, we won't really understand what we're talking about. I don't mind it being in respect for the department as well, but itself, as it was presented to us when we were giving the documentation, if it had come out, yeah. But it's up to you.
I agree with Mayor Mashiro. Amongst us as a team, we actually debated about this. That the department, for example, we received the report on the outcomes. It was 100 and something slides, and it was an intensive discussion. But when we report about it, initially in the draft, we had reported on indicators for education and what the department presented, but we felt maybe it makes the report too long, and it for some else might see it as reporting on performance of other departments. But also the other argument was that, but also we need to report about it. It's not sufficient that we had this long report, a detailed report, but it only is like a short paragraph in the assessment of what the DP has done for the year. But that's the debate we had. Then we decided maybe for us not to make the report too long, we should not detail too much of the details, especially concerning the findings they made, but in relation to other departments, but just a summary of it. But having said that, it's something the committee can just sort of advise us on the approach to take.
Do we have that summary in here that can say give the summary of what impact is, because that is what is going to drive the performance and how the performance and delivery of other departments are being done. That it was just done for 100 and something department, now it's government land, but this is the intention, just that. I can't pick, unless maybe I'll read it again here and pick up what we're referring to. It can be I think it don't even be a full page if you put it properly and give it a proper heading to see where they're going to, and thereafter the intention is also to go to the municipalities. Instead of writing it here, writing it there, it's so scattered that you won't see the whole focus of what the intention of MPET is, because the intention is for them to assess themselves, that even lead to health improvement, and then from there it goes to the municipalities. So it comes out clearly, and it shows one of the good things that happened in this department. But at the end of the day, we'll be looking at a budget review, and if it's cut up like this, it can be half a page. It's even here, you just take them together and put them in the way that you, because you are the one who are writing the report, who can see that it makes some impact. I don't know whether the other members agree with me.
I think that you're quite correct. I think the report is also correct in terms of the way it has been written, in terms of linking it, the impact from the actual work that was done. But I think that Honorable Mashiro was saying is correct, that we receive the impact as the management performance assessment tool report covering all that. For instance, not here. For instance, what we did not receive is the MET, your municipal was, but there are two paragraphs on MET, which we did not hear, and I mean, we did receive a thing about it, but the MPET was talking about 106 reports. I think it is correct, so that now if you're talking generally about the impact, you can talk about the objectives. What are the objectives of impact? What has it achieved? And all those kinds of what we expect from departments, your improvement plans, and those kind of things. But correctly, as she is saying, you're not expecting it to start what you call a could be a page or what of it, not the whole thing, but that's to give a sense of generally what does MPET, what you call it, stands for, so that people can have an understanding of MPET. Now, the way it is, it is fine, because you're linking it to programs. On this program, this is achievement. But what she's saying, and I think that you're agreeing with what Comrade Mashiko is saying, is a forecast now of what is this MPET. And maybe having touched on that, but I think we will come to that. I see there are two paragraphs dedicated to MPET. There's 4.4.4, there's 4.4.6.
Yes.
But we will come to that.
Okay, page 15.
Are we fine, our members?
Yeah. 16 is fine.
Yeah, I know you're right, Commander Shiller. You know, this report of MP to get the pieces of here and there. But let's talk about MP too. Or in fact, you can even bring together what you have written here somewhere under MP. Not those referring to the department, but it's all achieved. But we just talk about general what you call this MP. Okay, I will find the page 16, eh?
No problem.
Page 17.
Honorable
Swat.
Chair, Honor.
Honorable
Swat,
you want to sit? You want to come and sit next to me?
Yes, I would like to, Chair, but I'm not, it's not my week for men.
That's what?
It's not my week for men, Chair.
Chair. Honorable
Khara Blom. Hello, not on that topic, but on a program on this, the second paragraph there.
On page 17?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Program 2 had 16 targets which were said to be achieved at the end of the first quarter. Must the word from not be changed to off? I think it's off which 10 were achieved and 6 partially achieved.
What is that, paragraph 2?
Yeah. Program 2. Instead of from it must be off.
From which? Of which?
Of which?
Of which?
Of which?
First, the adoption of page 17 with the amendment, Chair.
Yes.
Of clarity, I agree with paragraph 1, starting with regard to the payment of the first quarter, 18 target, one target was not achieved because the DSA had not set the guidelines, so that target was not achieved. But some way it was, so one was withdrawn. It is not part of the 18.
Yes.
Okay.
But the on LTFF, they have not yet started the job. They have not indicated that they will perform on that.
So remember the MTSF, it was part of the research paper that we were supposed to have received in the third and the fourth quarter of the 2013-14. They did not receive both of them. They only received only two research papers. So it was partially achieved in that regard. And so the work has started already around the MTSF. Because they had about 20 targets for research papers in that quarter. They also had about another 20 targets for research papers in the fourth quarter in 2020. But they only received only two research papers for the whole year. And they indicated in the annual report that the remainder of the received CDC. So some work has been undertaken on the
MTSF. Okay. That's the... Just going back to what Honorable Mashifa was saying about MPEDS, we agreed on the approach on MPEDS. Now, I think that maybe we... Somewhere, there's no report about the SOE, what you call it. There's no reference to that. I'm not saying that we should develop another, what you call it, but just a reference as one of the achievements. We also got a presentation, remember? Yeah. Like the reference is done, for instance, to the development indicators. Okay, now oversight visit to housing. Honorable Soft, are we done on page 80?
Chair, I'm on page 23 already. I think
now, please come and join us on page 19. I guess this report is also related to the report that we had. It's not a new report on page 19, right?
No.
Am I correct?
Yes. It's an already approved report.
It's from the oversight report. Okay, so that's why another result
on page 6. That's correct. It's going to get the impact right here. And, yeah.
Okay. Page 20. Oh, there's a paragraph on development indicators.
Okay.
But now, if I, I'm the last person to ask this question, but why are we having two paragraphs on municipal performance assessment tool? Let's just have one paragraph.
5.4.4, 5.4.6. Okay. This 5.4.4 refers to the municipal assessment tool as was presented to the committee. And then 5.4.6 is the summary for the MPEDS results now, which
the one that we're talking about.
It forms part of the list of engagements we've had. So it might be that it may need to come before the MAT, which one did we have before? But in terms of the timeline, we had it after the MA, the municipal assessment tool.
Yeah. Shouldn't 5.4.6, the heading be different? It shouldn't be municipal performance assessment tool, it should be management performance. Management performance assessment tool. It's got nothing to do with municipality.
Yes. I'm trying to
I can see you wide awake there. Yeah.
Okay, this is
what
we're asking for.
That's a very good input. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
this is the part that we're asking for. Option of up to item 7 on page 23.
On page 23?
23. Up to number 7. Up to there. Up to
no, hold it on our side.
Huh?
On page 21.
What
is the AG saying about the predetermined objectives of
21.
DPME? Sorry? Don't know what? Now I see in the report, but we're right here, however, the committee's concerns on page 21, 6, ne? Comment on financial and service delivery.
This was the finding made by the AG, but it's not a significant finding. I'm not sure if it was raised in the AG report that the department had to readjust the performance information that was submitted, that they went back and they corrected that. So it was what was reported to us by the AG as an additional matter. But in terms of the own opinion of the department, there is no significant finding on the different objectives.
For me, what could be the concern is the second one. Committee, it says similarly. Maybe we can just remove the first one, but the second one, the committee was concerned about the finalization of security plan, which forms part of that. That is what is the issue that we had raised as a concern. Yeah. But this one, let's just rewrite it. Okay. The committee pointed out that APP target relating to evaluations are conducted. I had made a target decision that says the reservation is based on the time it takes to, now we turn the paragraph to starting with the committee pointed out that the ADP target, listening to the water cut, so I'm supposed to be realistic. Then the additional I made that the reservation is based on the time it takes to conclude each evaluation. And I'm sorry.
No, we all agree, Jay. What did you say?
I know you are on page 23. Can you join us on page 21? Are we... does that make sense? Are we correct?
Yep.
Sorry. Dama, you're raising your hand? Are we fine? Okay. On page 22, can we just write with the first sentence, too many concerns, that the committee is worried, I'm just worried about the concerns, you know, because these concerns seem to us to be saying exaggerating, you know, when we took concerns, but good money.
The concern is the funding as far as I'm concerned. It's true. So you must either take the concern out and report factually, or put them into funds.
I'm not getting.
If you're seeing that there's something that's not in the grasp, you either know that it's like this, or don't say it's a concern, it's like a note, or it's actually a finding. You see.
Yeah, I agree. You should say the committee, instead of saying the committee was concerned, we should say the committee noted the low scores obtained by the department in some areas. And next paragraph, the committee noted that the department's expense consistently lacks the extra spending. And then when we get to the findings, we bring it in. Back to us.
Within department is critical for the effective implementation of
strategic management or government and the administration, human resource management and financial management. Because those are the objectives of the MS. Otherwise, if any implementation of those one project management, government and a community, women resource management and financial management. Okay,
on page 23. No, on page 22 there's... Okay. Sorry, on page 22.
Yes, sir.
The last second paragraph in the middle. The committee views impact, not the committee the views. From the second last paragraph.
Last sentence of the second last paragraph.
Yeah.
The second last sentence.
The committee views impact. It's not the committee that... Can I have the committee there?
Yeah,
I do my own work, sir.
Well, you sleep on Sunday, I
sleep. Yeah, one of the other from the report.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the few members that did.
Yeah, it was a good interview.
A good interview. So, do you want to come to something?
You didn't put some of that.
Sorry, sir. Can all of the receivers just sit on a... We didn't hear a word.
Oh, I'm looking at the last paragraph, this. Municipal assessment tool and tool. That's good.
No, it's fine, but it shouldn't be kept that way to quality.
Yeah.
Because now when the capacity is like it, it's part of the MP, of the med. Yeah. I don't know what you say. I don't know. I have added something now. I don't know where does it fit in, what I added. I will leave it because I don't know. Page 23, I'm a son. I've got your speech here.
No, it's okay, Chip. I'm happy. You're still dealing with 522, Chair?
No, we're on 23 now.
I'm so pleased about that. Honorable Kellerman, you know, definitely read everything in the support, so I'm very impressed here.
We are now on the committee findings on Ramatagana. Are you back? Are you with us, sir?
Andy, welcome back. Andy, I think we should also, you as chairperson, should also note the new glasses, Chair.
I didn't sign the... You saw I signed the
but he must be protected on the floor, Mr. Gagan.
Absolutely.
Well, honourable members, we are on page 23, number 7, paragraph 7, committee findings.
Yes.
That's the paragraph before committee findings and observations.
Yeah?
I hope.
I agree what you say, Chair. I am with you on that point.
I agree. Okay.
I'm not certain what you said, but I agree with that.
No, I was thinking you can come and sit this side.
Oh, no.
Next to Mamza, you.
It is my intention that the meeting finish quickly. So.
Yeah.
And therefore?
So that the court can go and be on the ATC.
Quickly. And that has to be in the next 10, 15 minutes before 12 o'clock, according to the actual wish.
Honorable, we are on page 23.
Yeah, no, I'm the chair. Sorry.
That's the paragraph about service, section 7. Eh?
Yeah.
Starts with the 1, 2, 3, 4. The committee noted. You see where I'm reading?
Yeah.
The committee noted and was supportive of scenarios showing that when the national department was closely involved with provinces. I understand pretty well what is being said there. But if Honorable Snail, you can just clean this one,
They actually made that statement to say where there were good working relationships between the province and the national department, those interventions, or they yielded positive results. I just can't remember which department they were speaking about. Yes, education. Yes.
Now, I'm saying that we really understand the intention. Let us leave before. The language that is spoken, but the representation point.
The national report is looking closely at the provinces.
Okay, we'll agree. Okay, 7.1. The committee welcomes the positive improvement in financial and non-financial. In particular, the attainment of the key audit opinion and the significant improvement in performance against target to about 80%. But not quite less than
3%.
All the management assessment is true.
True.
Specifically, yeah. We understand that if someone reads it, they won't think that we're speaking about its own in the department itself rather than government wide.
No, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. For the first 3 quarters of 2012-2013, financial department was behind for the first 10 by an average variance of 9%. But balance between the act of spending and protection for 2013 and 2014 was 26%. What are we saying?
We say that there's an improvement from last year.
That's,
but not out of your mouth.
Yes, in this sentence, is it what you want them to?
Yeah.
And then compare that.
If we split, I think I agree that we must split it, then show what the fourth quarter expenditure was, okay? Which would then indicate, to the committee that March spark, okay?
Yeah.
Full stop.
Yeah.
Then we can say, okay, in this financial year, it appears that the spending patterns are improving to this and this, which would have which would reduce the March spike.
That's right.
Yeah.
Committee notes that the number of evaluations targeted by the department has been revised downwards from 20 evaluations for each year to 15 evaluations for the year 2013-2014. However, the committee still feels that the number is too much. I was agreeing with that edition that I made. I don't know what
to say.
Realistic with the current budget allocated to the department for that program. Because it decreased in the departmental budget over the NTF really. Okay? If you're going to evaluate the social impact of
it could be a huge topic. If you're going to evaluate the manner in which medicines are distributed, for example, from warehouses, it's two totally different evaluations. So they could fix all the evaluations and maybe meet that 15. But if they're wanting to do evaluations that are going to be able to give cabinets the ability to judge if policies of policy implementation is having the desired effect, and then it becomes totally unrealistic with the budget that's allocated to it. So I think if we discuss it in a manner that was within a current budget allocations.
Now, my suggestion was that we don't know what evaluation they want to make, but all that we were trying to take into account is what they have told us, that they need permission, this and that and that. So that process, on the attackers that they have given us, they have not been able to achieve, because they say that because they need an approval from other stakeholders. So now if you take that into account, that for this 15, for each one, they are not the only players, there are other what you call external stakeholders. So they're not going to be able to achieve, let alone where they have sufficient budget, just the processes alone. That's what I was referring to. Honorable Matara, you wanted to say something? Okay, you want us to finish? Who intimidated you, Honorable Matara? No, but we have the what you call the protection of a champion. Commissioner, sorry.
I might have been cheeky, but you see, you're right to say that they didn't say to us what those projects are, and therefore it's being, you're making an assumption, or I'm making an assumption about budget. But what they did tell us then is that the prescripts of cooperative governance have a negative impact on them undertaking their work. Yes.
Yes. In other words, you don't have consultation.
The budget of the evaluation, sir, as per the E&E for this year has been allocated incrementally. There's a 12 million for this year, and a 50 million for 2014-15, and a 20 million for 15-16. So it has been allocated incrementally in that respect.
Now what you're saying is the issue of saying it's not the budget. It's this, is this process is around stakeholders and what. That's what we're worried about. If, for instance, they can tell us at the end of the third quarter how many evaluations they have done now, you would suppose that they've done seven. Let's just be correct. Should be done by seven. Okay.
7-5.
We are on 6 now, sorry?
7-5. Yeah.
There were 27 sites that were monitored for improvement, and 55% of sales delivery which were visited at least twice, and an improvement in scores for at least 2 of the 7 assessment areas.
Yes, this showed an improvement in scores. Show them.
That's cleaning the sentence, and I think there's end of somewhere that's just missing. There were 27 sites. There were 27 sites that were monitored for improvement, and 65% of service delivery sites which were visited at least twice. Comma, and had an improvement in scores for at least 2.
And showed an improvement.
And had shown an improvement. Hmm. substantial improvement in scores for at least two of the seven assessment areas. Agreed? Okay, six. The department has now combined the process to developing a results bill together with the revision of the government-wide monitoring and evaluation framework through developing one overarching discussion document.
So I would just suggest that we can actually, in 6, delete the word now. The department has now just completed, so it has combined the process. Yeah, I'm retiring, I do nothing.
Policies welcome the introduction of the manifest assessment tool as a mechanism that will contribute towards improving management practices in local governments. The committee notes the resource constraints highlighted by the department that may hamper the rollout of the next
step. The committee welcomes the introduction of the municipal assessment tool, and then stops it. And then the last sentence, I just wondered whether we shouldn't say the committee noted the resource constraints highlighted by the department that may hamper, and then say 7.71 that tool in all municipalities, 7.2 monitoring outcomes, because otherwise, you know, the one is a municipal thing, the other one's a government thing, you know, it's pretty different stuff that we're talking about.
Chairperson, on 7.10, I think there's a mistake. The committee notes that only. I think take out that second that and then that.
No,
it makes me a certain person in the universe that also had two names.
Okay. The committee notes that the only 15th annual performance were submitted. The committee noted that
only 15 annual performance plans.
Yeah. Not really.
No.
Only 15 annual performance plans were submitted by departments for departments.
That's it.
Committee views 18 departments. Committee notes that there is no set time frame for the release of the indicators, and there is no central consolidation point in terms of
quality must be quality of information.
Yeah.
You're right. To clarify, distinguish between the report or something else.
Quality of information.
Now, another promoter, just enjoy the water there. And, you see, you want us to finish. 9, the information management systems to produce the required data for outcome indicator is not fully in place in any department, and other required data for the departments to effectively complete the outcome progress report was sometimes not available. Or not of required quality of standards or what?
No, I'm quite happy with the way it is, James. I understand it.
I don't know, I don't understand you.
I understand what they're saying here.
No, but when somebody is not here to understand what is being said here as well. So it's not up to the required standard. Now we are 8, summary of reporting requests. Now this one is it's new. A reporting matter, 2012-2013 external and internal outcomes plan. Action required, return reports for the committee briefing.
It is fine.
When you want it, end of the, I mean during the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
This external and internal outcomes improvement plan.
Chairperson, no. What was omitted there is the word audit outcomes. External and internal audit outcomes in government plan.
Okay. External and
internal audit.
Now, the plan that we run is one that is based on the auditor, what you call it, comment, not on the information. The one that the audit committee, external audit,
we don't see a report. In fact, from their report, there's no clear direction that they have given as an audit committee that does agree to the changes. And obviously from the perspective of the committee, what we would like, the improvements that we would like to see are based on the AG's report, am I right? Because we don't even get, we don't have access to this audit committee report. Yeah.
So just to highlight a few things on the audit report, on the audit committee report, which we also highlighted on the presentation of the annual report analysis. Mm-hmm. The audit committee picked up two things, major things, which was the improvement that was needed around the internal controls in the department. Hence the wasteful expenditure and also the irregular expenditure. That's one. Two, the internal audit committee also picked up a lack of risk management strategy. And we also indicated in our analysis that it did not meet that target. Remember the ICT security plans and so forth and so forth, which is part and parcel of the policy for the for people, for instance, to access the premises, you know, with their tax and stuff like that. So those policies that include the security plan, which is
part of the risk management strategy was not fully implemented, and audit committee recommended that it should be implemented as soon as possible. So those are two missing things.
All that we are saying is that if we are saying to the department, please make available to us as a committee these audit reports. In other words, we are requesting two things. One, you give us the improvement plan from this auditor general's report. Two, also make available to us the audit outcomes, I mean in your audit committee, what you call the reports, when they come out, so that we can be able to ensure that are they implementing them, and what. Because I'm saying up to now, we have not been having access to those. They have been internal, what you call the management tool, if you like. That's what we're asking for.
It's just what you are requesting is not reports of the internal audit when they made their findings orderly to management.
Not the internal audit, just the audit committee.
Yes, we are just asking for a response to findings made by the audit committee in the annual report. That's the internal, that is what is referred to.
I wish we had all the everything
available for this. But what I'm saying is, if that is the case, I think unless what you call a word property, this reporting matter that you exactly, what is it that you want from the department? Is it the improvement plan from the audit outcome? Because we talk about external and internal. Now you're saying we didn't mean the internal, all we meant is that is the audit outcomes improvement plan.
No, I meant for 12-13 external and internal audit outcomes improvement plan. And then by external we're referring to the findings by the auditor general, by internal we're referring to the findings of the audit committee.
No. I think that I'm just emphatically saying now no, with internal. I don't want us to have anything to do with internal. We can have at least something to do with the audit committee. But the internal thing is just meant really, it's a management tool of the AS. The audit committee is fine. We can get those reports. I don't know how often they meet, they are fine. But not with the internal ones. I think we should not want to go to that area. Yes, come.
But what I'm going to say, he's talking about the annual report, not daily activities. Only once in a year where they report as an internal audit committee. That's how I understood it, together with the inter general. But not going through the whole quarterly or whatever, only annual, unless...
Can I just explain? Well, did I allow you to explain the difference between the internal how the... can you just explain to us how the internal audit operates?
So the internal audit is mainly the internal auditors raising flags for the department, report on a monthly basis to the management that these are the issues that you must look at before the age comes at the end of the financial year.
On a monthly basis,
that's the internal audit.
That's correct. That's why
But the same, they also have their annual report. Are you saying to me they don't have their own annual report before the age comes? That's the question.
No. What's happening, honourable members? I think that there are two internal audit situations in the department. There is this internal audit, the one that Domo has just explained. You know? But there's one that comes quarterly, your audit committee. Yeah? Which comes quarterly. But the annual one is done by the auditor general. Sorry?
Yes, the annual one is on the Auditor General's finding. Now, let me talk about the committee itself. It must also have its own annual report, although the AG is going to come in to verify what are the things. Because it's not just verifying out of the blue, it's verifying from the Audit Committee what they have reported annually to say it is factual. Now, it simply means it's two people, two organs that are reporting. The committee itself, on an annual basis, including Auditor General. Because the Auditor General won't come without looking at what the committee itself has reported. Unless, I don't know, maybe someone has convinced me all the way around.
Is it the AG said their problem with the internal audit was that they sometimes outsource it? I wonder if they had any internal committee, because it was something. So, what was outsourced? Because they said initially they did not have any of the any internal auditory committee, and then they needed to produce a report, something like that. But the problem was that it was initially outsourced. And they had, the department had to appoint a committee. Was it not the internal committee or whatever it was? I don't know, because I'm getting confused.
There are two things, there are two structures in the audit, in fact. There is an internal auditors, which are not part of the audit committee. Internal auditors who audit the work of the department on a daily basis. And table their report before the audit committee. Am I right? The audit committee is formed by people from outside, people from outside who are independent, so to speak, including also some from within the department. That's the audit committee, which is not an internal audit committee. An audit committee looks at the report of the internal auditors and make recommendations to the management. That report becomes part also of the annual report and the section of the Auditor General's report, because the AG will come once before the end of the financial year to do the overall auditing.
Did they have any internal committee? Because initially they said they outsourced those functions. That's what I'm talking about. And then they needed to appoint, they outsourced the work that they were supposed to do themselves as a department, which I think that was the initial, the internal, the job that was supposed to be done by the internal committee. That was outsourced initially, and they had to appoint their own, from within, anybody who was supposed to do that job. So I'm trying to bring it to this, that when the Auditor General told us, it was to appointment of internal audit, which initially was not there. I want to relate it to this reporting matter, the first point, because appointment of internal audit and initially outsourced should be appointed by the department. That's what I wrote. So it has to do with what is telling us that this information has to come to us by this date, as they take the action to be taken. I want to link it to the fact that what the AG told us was that they had to appoint an internal audit committee, because initially this function was outsourced and the department had to appoint its own. So which maybe is what will be presented to us by the fourth quarter. So I just want to understand what you are.
Now, I think that Comrade Mashiro is correct. If we're on page 82 of the annual report, it says, under internal audit, the internal audit was not fully operational throughout the year. That's one sentence. Number two says a service provider has recently been appointed to carry out this function. And so I'm saying your interpretation is correct in terms of what is to say. And that is all the report of the Water Commission. But I think the issue that Honorable Water Caller was raising, Mufula was saying, we must get this report as well. And that is where we are. Before I come to Honorable Mufula, can I just, Honorable Sir, let your hand up.
The situation is that the Act provides that each department must have an internal audit committee,
yeah,
and that they can also, it further provides that they can actually share an internal audit committee with another department, and this is exactly what this department is going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But they will be appointing the audit committee, mm-hmm, and share it with other departments.
Yeah. Other
departments?
No, Chair. To complicate it further.
I have to extend the meeting.
Are you working now?
No, yeah, well, you have invited me to. So, to complicate it further, this department will give oversight on the particular department. We now know that somehow they did not have what they should have in terms of the prescript. We have an interest that going forward, we need to be told that what they did not have, they now have in place. So in our report, there's nothing wrong to say, we want to know whether the structure that they did not have is in place. It's different than saying we want a report of that particular structure, which is a monthly basis process.
Yeah.
So I think the way we word it, we can word it in that way that it makes it very clear, because we must know whether that violation has been addressed. So I'm just saying, to complicate it further, just simply the report that they need to give us, it will be a report that stating that with what Honorable Swart was saying, whether it's a shared function, it is now institutionalized, it is there, we now know that it's there, and then fine, they can do their work. The rest of this, I mean, the other external committee that will get the report when the AD comes up with a report. All what we want to know is that institution in place in terms of our report. When do they have to give us a report? It's already suggested there when they need to give us a particular report.
Here's the summary of what Honorable Mantan is saying, what we're trying to say. Honorable Mufula.
I can hear what Honorable Mantakar is saying, which is correct, but in terms of internal auditors, we've got committees, and those committees, my debate is around to say that committee, it does give an annual report before it can even go to the AG for department itself, and that's where the debate comes from. Whenever we were saying you don't want the internal issues on it, we said no, we're not talking about daily basis.
Mm.
We are only talking about the ones, the strategic ones off, including what Honorable Ramatakala said, because there is nothing that we need to know, because there was they were leaping somewhere to say it's not correct.
Yeah.
I think that Honorable Mohammed, I thought that the summary was the one that was you were given. I thought that's what we were looking for. Né? But if we want the report, the annual report of the age of internal logic, I don't think that's what we want.
No. Okay.
Because I think that's a second comment. I think that we asked them to explain to us what is this internal, what you call it, report. So that before we say we want this report, we must know what is the intention. So, because we will now want every report, you know, every report that the department has, who's speaking to whom in the department, we want those reports. But the report, for me, if we say we receive 4 reports from department, quarterly, that's it.
In that public document called the annual report, the audit committee makes statement of fact. The AG makes statement of fact. The department then is supposed to put in a audit improvement. The improvement audit plan. Improvement plan. And what I think was being said, we want to speak to both the audit committee and to the AG's findings. And what are they doing now going forward to overcome those misgivings that were stated there?
It's in that part number we're looking for. Okay, I don't remember what they call it.
The way they
call it. Okay, and this is what is in this report. Because that's all that this report is saying. In those shortcomings that they must have given us an improvement plan.
Yeah.
No. You know, you remove external because all the internal for the committee is there. So you remove the external because external is the HE. But the audit committee exists, there's no question about the audit committee. The question was that the internal audit committee has not been functioning. So that's why now we say, why is that they are clean about it? I don't have a short one.
The way it's going to be
and probably we can remove external and internal and then just state that the committee would like an audit outcomes improvement plan.
Yeah. I think that's the best
one. Now, so that you talk about everything that the AG spoke about. Mm-hmm. The result really breaking it down.
Improvement. That's what people are saying.
Mm.
Improvement. You should not be, because when they come here, they will give you improvement and they want to give you improvement. Because you were not specific as to what is that you want, kind of improvement. And it is important, what the parable is saying, it's important for the committee to know whether the department does adhere to the flagging of the audit committee. Because if they were doing that, by the time they get to the auditor general, the report gets there, lots of improvement would have been done. So I disagree with that, because it's going to bring us back to square one. So that when they come here and they're going to say, okay, no, we did not know. It was not clear when we come here. But if it's clear, stated, they will know exactly what is happening.
No. I think that there is no difference in what you are saying. Because what we are saying is that the auditor general has flagged, precisely as you are saying, so a number of things. Now,
I disagree with what the last said. Please, I'm disagreeing with the last. What you are saying is exactly what I'm saying.
Mm.
But that formulation, the last formulation, is not right.
No, so I just want to come to what he was saying.
You want us to stay further, Chair, because we all disagree. Let's then just...
Allow what to call it.
No, we don't allow. We don't want that. We want something very clear. It's all what you were saying, Chair. You don't have to reopen the task. I think all of us, we understand what you want.
all of us. So really, you must, don't. That formulation, the latter one, is not that because. So please, sir, please don't want to reopen it. Unless my colleagues are saying no, that formulation is fine. If they say then I will drop.
Can we have this from the beginning? Because we all agree about what the AG found was lacking in the department. And you thought it was not this sentence or
you are the one who don't understand. Because you keep on all of us picking one thing and you are the only one different. We are saying that stay as is because the debate started to say external and internal. You read that page. And we debated around it, she said this is correct. And we gave our reasons why we believe it's correct. So maybe let's close chat, propose closer. Can we go to point 9?
I agree, Chair, with Honourable Fulu for the first time this year.
No, it's fine. I'm not going to go back to that. All that I need us to improve on. On the word improvement, let's just write action plan, because that's how we normally what you call it, also the AG was, is that people should have indicate what is their action plan in terms of what the Auditor General has raised. That's all. Yeah. Because the word improvement, I think we use it somewhere for the next one, for the management performance thing. So. Otherwise, we're fine. Okay? But why is this not a recommendation? It helps us the recommendation. The tracking mechanism. Okay. Now it's fine. On the now on the recommendations, Steering Committee on Appropriations having assessed and reviewed the performance of the Department of Performance Monitoring and Evaluation in 2013 budget review report recommendation. Budget review report and recommendations, yeah? Budget review recommendation report. What is this way? Okay, the BRRR process makes the following recommendations. One, that the minister and the president for performance monitoring and evaluation should for ensure the following.
The system is the should everywhere.
We are removing should. Then ensure the following. One, that the department consider, let's just say the department now, let's not repeat the whole long department. The department considers putting mechanism in place to ensure all national departments submit their annual performance plan for assessment in time.
On time and based on measurable objectives.
The annual performance plan and measurable objectives. I'm the
APP's,
those measurable objectives.
Chair, this is actually a suggestion made by Honourable Snell, but he had to go. He asked to put that in. But I agree with him, it should be measurable. No, but he's also very hungry. But it should be on measurable objectives because some of these departments, and you remember with Naira the other day, I said, they may be measurable, but they're worthless. They don't mean much. Even though they're in the annual performance plan, we must make sure that the measurable objectives are good. Measurable outcomes.
I don't want to oppose or what you say, but that time, one of the APPs, isn't the APP those plans that tell us what are your measurable objectives then? Is it not that thing?
Take it out, Chief.
Sorry?
And I don't understand how the addition or is that the emphasis? Prabhupada, you want to say something?
Sure. We can add that, but it's, we're not going to lose anything by including that. But the assumption is that the ABP is supposed to be measurable. The objective must be measurable.
I thought you're fine, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. Two, that the department considers developing and implementing systems for quality control and consolidate information from government departments on outcomes indicators and indicators contained in the annual development indicator report and outcome of progress report.
Okay. That's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah, recommending a number of things in this recommendation. Not very
the department enhances systems and mechanisms in its in-year budget management.
Yeah, also as just to ensure.
So it's to ensure that its quarterly financial performance is consistent with its quarterly expenditure objectives. That the department enhances. What are we saying here? Sorry. What are we saying on this one?
I would say instead of an answer, develop. Develop.
Or improve its systems and improve its systems and mechanisms, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. The Department of blah 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 considers developing systems and implementing mechanisms to improve management performance assessment tools. Scores of government departments in the area of so here is reference now. Okay, so this one is the minister in the president for performance standard evaluation as well as the minister of public service and administration ensure that the following. Okay. Now it's just one thing, it's ensure that there's not the following here because it's just one thing that we're talking about. Ensure that the department.
I reckon the rest of the report is up to you.
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure if what are you saying? Because I'm on the read.
What comes out here?
Yeah.
Because I see human resources at the end. It's just that they say they are waiting for guidelines from DPSA. Maybe it's addressing that. That they sit together whenever they want that they must be able and not come here and say we did not appoint because there's no guideline from DPSA. And to me, when I read it, I thought it might be interesting.
It becomes now very clear to me. But I'm saying, sitting here, if somebody outside asks me, what are you saying? I will not know. But I'm saying, so let's make it clear. And the way you put it is very clear now that we're talking about guidelines. Those guidelines must come from the other departments. If we're talking about those guidelines, let's just be very clear here. The first one before this one talked about the systems and the mechanisms. And this one talked about the same thing. So if we're talking about those guidelines that the DBSA was supposed to have, to have developed, let's just say so here, that this is those guidelines, so that everybody knows what we're talking about.
Thanks, Chair. This recommendation is not referring to the guidelines. What is referring to, when we received the MPET from the department, they indicated that an area in which there were a lot of weaknesses in its HR management. So this recommendation is we are assisting the department as well as saying, look into this area together with the Department of Public Service Administration in order to improve the score of departments in HR management with regards to the MPET tool. So this is where the recommendation emanates from.
But I thought that Commissioner Mashego was correct to say this has, is one way or another, it's linked to those guidelines that were supposed to be developed by, because that's where,
because this one is mainly based on the four KPIs that they assess through the MPET process.
And in assess, you look at the results of the MPET. You look at all those KPIs, human resource being the third KPI, were the weakest link in the department. Then the recommendation is really focused on that KPI to say, can you please address it jointly with the DPSA? Now, the one with the related to guidelines that Dr. Mashego is raising can also be an additional recommendation, further recommendation, was the finding that I did that one as well. Yeah, that's it. Assessment department.
It's fine. Maybe what we could do, let us write them. Let's just agree that we will adopt them here. But let us clean up so that what we are writing here becomes clear. My concern is that this report is not only going to be read by us, it's read by a number of people. But they must be able to articulate. In fact, sometimes, even yourself, if you go to the last report, the recommendations were made, you don't even know what you were trying to say, you know? So let's make our reports a bit clearer, you know, so that all of us can know that, no, here, this is what we are saying. So this is what was being said by these people, you know, anyway. Like reading a book, you know, and you don't go, but if you don't know to shake William Shakespeare, where are you going to look at him to say, what are you trying to say?
Shades of Grey is what it is.
So, if one can there is no letter, but another one coming there.
And this is sharp. Be sharp. That's fine, Jay.
DBSA?
Yeah, we'll finish.
After we call, that's what we keep asking. Yeah. What, if you all know that they don't have any contact guidelines from someone
for the issue
that is.
For the HOD assessment,
Okay.
Honorable
Ramatana,
you
want
this to...
I'm happy with that,
Jay. Okay. 9.3 now, the last one.
Yeah.
That the Minister of Air
fine, I propose to adopt this thing.
I know you were good at just cleaning this thing, but...
It is very clean. It's washed in Omo.
Yeah.
The blue one.
Because it is one particular recommendation, why don't you say that the Minister of Finance considers additional budget allocation to that?
But we said that all ships must be out.
And the following must go with suit. But tell me, if we are here, we are asking for an additional allocation.
We haven't got
the department is not sending what is heading. So.
Now we are asking for more money.
But they are not spending all the money.
Now they must give more despite that. Sorry, who heard that?
It should be for members of MIT only.
Yeah.
Should be general, it should be for MIT.
Or to accommodate the municipal assessment too.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Chairperson, sorry, Chair. But they must also take into account, Chair, if this is a location requested for a specific discipline, but they must also take into account that if money allocated in the previous MTF period not been spent in total, you know, they can also consider, of course, you know, the transfer by means of alignment between different programs and different items.
Yeah.
Instead of just request additional, but also if we can add, move, you know, environment movement of money between programs, that's not going to be spent. So I think we must just, you mentioned it, we must take it into account. Yeah.
I agree with you.
It's a good input.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what 931 seeks to achieve. Now, I thought this is appropriation committee. That knows very well what is the procedures in terms of the budget and budget recommendations.
And the situation.
And the situation. But I don't know, it's like a rhetorical recommendation. I would have thought that if we are very serious about it, we would need, we know the steps that we need to follow in terms of the money bill, I mean, act, what we need to do in terms of this. So I just make that point. I don't know whether it makes sense, but I just think that this is just you'll find it in normal committees, all the portfolio committees. They will always write that they need more money. We know very well what is the procedures. If we were serious about it, we should have followed a different route in terms of extracting more money out of the Minister of Finance, following the Act itself. That's just the point I'm making. I don't say.
I'm not going to make a proposal. Come your proposal.
The proposal is that we should delete that 91. I don't think that helps.
I think that with all fairness, let's agree that at least 9.1 and 2 are fine. Yeah? At least this one, the department must really spend. It's got a large amount of money that is not spent. Honorable Fund Director is right. It can make what you call requirements and whatnot. There's not much that's going to spend, because all these programs, they are not doing these programs alone. They are doing them in partnership with other people. So, Honorable Fund, you propose?
Propose that we adopt the recommendation of the Honourable Ramatakana and the Delta Graph.
Yeah,
it seems so.
I thought
you were going
to talk about the report now.
The report is fine. Now it's fine.
The report is already.
And the report we adopted was amended.
I propose it.
Yeah.
Or Honourable Ramatakana, I propose it.
The second of Honourable
Ramatakana.
The second of
the
second.
Yeah,
of
your proposal.
Okay. Honourable.
Thank you very much, Chair.
Are we forming a corner?
Yeah, we are a corner.
Well,
the secretary is ready. Standard tenure is
ready. Well, okay. Now I find the report has been adopted. Honorable Green.
Adopted?
Yeah.
And let me somewhere that's not administration.
The whip is out of, but I don't know what.
We are finished.
The report is adopted.
Yeah. The report is adopted. No. Before, Honorable Dr. Fendi, your report, when are you at the opinion?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Kenya.
The proposal made by the Honorable Member on my right was
second by the honorable member on my left.
No, that's second left.
Yeah.
That's what another priest now, that's second left.
Okay.
I'm saying your part now on something else, another page.
Yeah.
Jefferson, unfortunately, I'm not chairing the meeting, so you must decide on when that report will come to the committee. And of course, as I mentioned previously, that all members who did not attend that trip should also be present.
What?
So that they can become aware. You know, we are in bulk one unite committee, otherwise they will not be able to understand what happened there and what we learned.
Oh, well, we know what happened.
Okay. let's tomorrow, what's happening? Tomorrow is lockup. And then
Minister of Finance.
Minister of Finance is what you're calling briefing on Thursday, ne? On Thursday. Okay, and Friday?
Friday's a meeting.
Yes. Okay, I don't know, I don't need your guidance, especially committee section. The Public Service Commission has indicated that they've got a conference on the 29th when they are supposed to appear before the committee. But they are willing to appear before us on another date, or if the chairperson of the Public Service Commission is the president of this African forum, and obviously the DG acts as the secretariat of that. So both of them are not going to be around. Now they're saying to us, it's either they come on another day or they delegate other people to come. They would have loved to come themselves, but not on the 29th. In terms of the program, Darren Randy, what is the program in this extension? Does it mean anything in terms of the date of the adoption of the MTBPS and what else? There's no change on that.
No change.
So we've got only that date.
Only that, same. Then we are finished.
And okay, so what we can say to them, they can delegate, no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Honourable member, thank you very much.
You. 2 weeks to go, Jeff.
Yeah.
2 weeks to go.
Okay, thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you very much.
Wat is die komitee? Wat is het vrijdag? Wat is vrijdag?
How long did it go?